Televisie. It's always something new. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Dalet. We're holding. Yeah, Daf Nun Dalet. Just last Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Mavez was again the Shaila that Ula chap that Rabbi Babachana made a mistake, and that Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it, that you don't have to make a bracha on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. So Gemara says last pasuk was Kor Yalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef called said this pasuk. The pasuk says. That sometimes you can have an eitzah, you can take counsel just in your heart. And v'ish tfuna yidlenu. And a smart person could understand it. Drash of ish tfuna yidlenu means heaven. Oh, that's the next Rashi. Right, more explains now. Mayim ma'mukim eitzah b'leiv ish. And sometimes a person just in his mind can understand something. Ze'ula. This was Ula. Rashi says that Ula Amnifuam Shehevim Midvorav Shorabba Bar Bachona Tois that Ula understood from Rabba Bachona that he made a mistake. V'chazeh Beibishus. Therefore, Ula looked at him with a bad eye. Looked at him with a little with an expression. V'saw some Dvor. He just kept quiet. Shlo Omar Leiklum. He didn't tell him anything. V'ainu Eitzah Belevish. Denoket Lei Belibei. Shlo Omar Lomar Matikain. Kach. He didn't ask him why did you say this. Just looking at him, believe in his heart, he understood what he meant. That's what Ula told him, that you said something wrong. And also, Rabba Bar Bachana says, Heaven, Mahoya Believer Shal Ula, Shoy Masako Boy. That Rabba Bachana looked at Ula, and he saw, he understood that Ula meant to tell him something. So therefore, it was not like Rabba Bar Bachana. He said that Rabbi Yechanan said, Over, Yoni make a Boromir Eish, only Amoitsoy Shabbos. And not on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. And Ula said he never said that. Now the Gemara explains, Rabba Bar Bachono, the Inu Kaman Savru, who do they hold like? Drashi Inu Kaman Savrashi Ula, the Rabba, Shlo Rotzel Hoygis Adivre Rebbe Abba. They weren't Moida, who does Ula hold like? And the Gemara, he heard the Yom Rebbe Yomer Bar Yefes. Like Rebbe Yomer said over the name of Bar Yefes, Rebbe Yomer Bar Yefes said over, that Omer Rebbe Yechon said like this. Mevorchin ala or. You do make a bracha on the or on there. Bein b'moitzoy Shabbos, bein b'moitzoy Yom Kippurim. And that's the way we hold halacha. That every moitzoy Shabbos we make a bracha borim yireish. And who are then on moitzoy Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur, also we make a bracha. It's not like Rabbi said before in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Only moitzoy Shabbos and not moitzoy Yom Kippur. No, we hold even moitzoy Yom Kippur. Also, you have to make a bracha borim yireish. And the Gemara says v'chein om advar. That's the way Rashi says noig. That's the meaning. That's the way we act. That even Moitzoy Yom Kippur also we make a bracha on Borim Yireish. Even though the or was created on Moitzoy Shabbos, so that's the reason why we make a bracha on Moitzoy Shabbos. But Yom Kippur also will soon see why we make a bracha. Real Taisa speaks out. Taisa says Eim Avrochem Alor Ela Moitzoy Shabbos Hiksha Rabbi Yosef Lo Meim Avrochem Bechol Shoa Shenenim Imenu To Yos Lenes Menelu Mazeh Bloy Bracha. Is every time you have hanoi, you have enjoyment from light, from fire, you should make a bracha. Because you're not allowed to have enjoyment without making a bracha. Just like you can't eat something without making a bracha. The tiras dani miluk yishaguf anena. Only if the hanoi goes inside the goof. Avul shar hanoi loy. But here the hanoi you have that you could see something through the light, that's not called enjoyment that goes into the body. Therefore you don't have to make a bracha. The yafagad mabrochin al or. Hashemish b'chol yom, even though every day by Yitzam Oiris we make a bracha to thank Hashem created the sun. Haynu mishum shemeschadish b'chol yom, because like a chiddush, something happens every single day. The sun comes out new every day, but something that's here the whole time and the hanor doesn't go inside the body, we don't make a bracha. Why do we make a bracha then? A borim yireish. But some say it's not a brichas hanen. It's not because you're having hanor from it. It's because since it's like a brichas hashvach, since the or we'll soon see was created. On Moitzoy Shabbos, that's why we make a bracha Borim Yireish on Moitzoy Shabbos. It's like a shvach with thanking Hashem that He created it. Tomorrow says, "Meif ve'avakasha." Now it says here, "Ein mevorchin al or ela b'Moitzoy Shabbos." No, you only make a bracha Borim Yireish only on after Shabbos, but not on after Yom Kippur. Hoyelo tchilas briyosayu. Since the or, the fire, was first created on Moitzoy Shabbos, that's why we make a bracha on Moitzoy Shabbos. As soon as you see the fire, mivorach miyad. You're supposed to make a bracha right away. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Sardrin ala kois. He does the way we do. We don't make the bracha right away as soon as you see the fire, but rather we wait till we make havdolah. And when you have your kois of yayin there, you make the seder and you make the bor for yagofin, then you make the bor yamisamim, then you make the bor mirash. You make the seder al hakoyf, not as soon as you see the fire right away, but rather wait until you put it on the by the koyf. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechanan said also we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's shver? Here you see you only make a bracha bor mirash only on Mitzvah Shabbos. And not in Mitzvah Yom Kippur. I Ula before Paskin that Rabbi Yechon himself is also Maidon, that on Mitzvah Yom Kippur you do have to make a bracha. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yechonim. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no steer here. Kan Baor Sheshovas, Kan Baor Hayotzim Min Oitzim Umin Havonim. That there's a chiluk, what type of a fire you have to make a bracha on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, to the regular Mitzvah Shabbos. On a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, we make a bracha on Eish that we created right then. If you take a match and strike and make the fire right then, that's enough to make a bor mirash on Mitzvah Shabbos. Mashenken on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you can't strike the match and make new fire to make the bracha. You can only make a bracha on Mitzvah Yom Kippur if the fire was Shavas the whole Yom Kippur. Shavas means, as Rashi, Bor Shavas, Shohoya Vasheves Shedola Kayim, it was resting the whole day. It's resting for not doing a malacha. Shadolak bet, it was written beheter. To go in chai, either somebody was sick, or else you lit the fire before Yom Kippur. Then mevorchen afa mitzvah Yom Kippurim. Such a fire that was lit before Yom Kippur, and it was burning the whole Yom Kippur, that's called it was resting on Yom Kippur, that it wasn't created on Yom Kippur, such a fire you make a bracha on mitzvah Yom Kippur. Tehi bracha mishum the davar chiddushu. This is called the davar chiddushu. Shloinena min or hayoyim. That you don't have any hanor from fire on Yom Kippur. Like you can't cook, you can't do anything with the fire on Yom Kippur. So therefore, since you didn't have hanor the whole day, now on Mitzvah Yom Kippur is the first time you could have enjoyment from it, we make such a bracha. That's why in Yom Kippur it has to be fire that was shavas, that was created from before Yom Kippur, and was burning the whole Yom Kippur. Mashenken on Mitzvah Shabbos, then you can even use Ba'or Hayotzim Oitzim. The Nivra Achshav, if you strike the match right now on Mitzvah Shabbos, you can make a bracha from that fire. Is but ain't mevorach nolav mitzvah Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, you can't make a bracha if you strike a match now and lit a fire now. Elav mitzvah Shabbos. Shafu tchilas briyas orim. Because on mitzvah Shabbos is a new svarim. Since Musunzi Adam Arishim first created the fire. On mitzvah Shabbos, yes, every mitzvah Shabbos will I thank Hashem for the creation of fire. So even though you first strike the match and make the fire come out now, you're allowed to make the bracha borim mirash. Mashenken Mitzvah Yom Kippur, fire wasn't created then. So Mitzvah Yom Kippur is a new svarim. If you have fire that you couldn't have hanor from it the whole Yom Kippur, and now it comes Mitzvah Yom Kippur that you could have hanor from it, that's why you make a bracha. So lachar is, that's why some people have a candle lit in the house the whole Yom Kippur, today that a Mitzvah Yom Kippur you could light the Avdolah candle from that fire. Or else you just try and use the pilot light if you had. A pilot light usually is on the whole Yom Kippur. So you can light it from the pilot light. If you don't have it, I think the locha, there are some people that make them, if you strike a match first, and then you light another candle from that fire, that's also all right with the Yevit. But Yom Kippur is different than Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos was thanking Hashem because that's the time the fire was created. On Yom Kippur, it's like a shirach that this is the fire that we couldn't use the whole day, and now we can first start using it. Martoni Chode, one price it says, Or Hayotzim and Eitzimim and Havonim, Mevorchin Olov. If you have fire right now, Mitzvah Shabbos, that you created now, you made it come out of the Eitzim and the Havonim, you could make a bracha on it. But Toni Chode, one price it says, No, Ein Mevorchin Olov. You can't make a bracha on Mitzvah with the fire that you lit a match right now. And the moral Lakash is no stira. Kanda Mitzvah Shabbos. On a regular Mitzvah Shabbos for Havdalah, you could strike a match now and make new fire. Because the bracha now was a shrach that the fire was created on Mitzvah Shabbos. So even though you're making the fire now, that's mutter. Mashenken kamba Mitzvah Yom Kippurim. But on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that you can't use. You can't use fire that you first made now on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. You have to light the Havdalah candle from a fire that was lit the whole Yom Kippur. Baitim. Rebbe Mefazrin. When Rebbe went to make the Havdalah, he was Mefazrin, means he first, as soon as he saw an or, he made a Bor Mirash. Like Rashi says, Rebbe Mefazrin. Rebbe kishiro or as soon as he saw fire on my soy Shabbos, the baruch olav miyad. Or kishmevien loy b'samim, when they brought him b'samim, libsayv shom baruch alayim. He made the bracha on b'samim later. As he spread the brachas out, as soon as he got fire, he made a bracha. As soon as he got b'samim, he made a baruch b'samim. Rebbe chia mechansen. Rebbe chia did the way we do now. Mechansen trashi ala kais, k'may shana waisim. We make all three brachas right away on the kais, one after another. We wait till we have our kais of yayin, then we make a baruch priyagofen, we make a baruch mei besamim, then baruch reish, and then we make avdolah. Omer Rebbe Yitzhak bar Avdimi, af al pi shrebi mefazron, even though Rebbe mitchil, as soon as he saw the fire, made a brachon, then he made besamim, then he made avdolah, aber choyzer v'sojjan ala kais. When he went back home, he said it all over again on the kais when he made avdolah. Why do you say a second time? Because he might see his wife and his children. See, so he himself was Yaitse with Aish and the Besamim as soon as he saw them. But we might see for his own house, he first did it on the coast. For the Gemara, is it true? The orb of Maitsoy Shabbos Ivri was fire first created on Maitsoy Shabbos? Like we're saying, that's why we make the bracha Barum Yireish on Maitsoy Shabbos by Abdullah. To thank Hashem that fire was created then. What time we learned like this in the Brayson? Asara Devorim Nivrol B'Era Shabbos. There are 10 things that were created Era Shabbos. Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes. Eluhain. These are the 10 things. The air. That's the Be'er Shomiriam. The Trashi. Be'er Shomiriam. Sela was the stone. Shiyotsu Yomenu Amayim. The water came out of the stone. The Hamon. The Mon. The Klal Yisrael lived with in the Midbar. The Keshes. The rainbow. These were all created on Era Shabbos. Right before Bein Hashmoshes. So these were the last things to be created on Sheshes Shemei Bereshis. Ksav, what does Ksav mean? Rashi says, Kriyas Shem Oisius. The way we read, the way we read Aleph Beis, the way we read the words, that was also created Bein Hashmoshes. Or Michtav, Rashi says, Michtav means Chakikoson V'Tzuroson. The Tzur of the Yois, how you write down the Yois is. There's two things, the way we read it and the way it's written. The Haluchais, the Luchas also was created then, the Kivra Shemesha, where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, Umara Shomad by Moshe, and in the Mara in the cave that Moshe stood, the Shas Yisu Hashem. And the Bosa says, the Samticha Benikra Satsur Ad Ovri. He was in a cave when HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by, and that's when Moshe saw the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Elio, the Mara that Elio Anabi was in, and the Psichas Piyosan, the Indian by Bilam, that his donkey was able to talk back to him, Upsichas Piyaritz, and by Adas Korach, that the earth swallowed up Korach Vadosai, Livloyes Rishoyim, swallowed up Rishoyim. All these things were created of Bein Hashmoshes. Rabbi Nechemya Weimer, Mishum Aviv Afor. Even fire was created then. This is the Kashem. Here you see fire was created on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes. The Aperid and the mule. A mule was also created then. So Rashi says the Aperid. The first mule didn't come from a horse and from a donkey, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first mule. When was that created? That was created by Nashmashes. Rabbi Yashua Mishum Aviv Af Ayil. Even the Ayil Drash Shel Avram. Avram Avinu's Ayil that he used after the Akedah Shel Yitzchok was also created then. The Hashem Drash Shel Kimin Tolas type of a worm for you that he used to use to slice the stones for the Beis HaMikdash. So that was created also Bein Hashmoshes. Rabbi Yudu Reiner Af HaTzavas, even pliers was also created. Rashi Tzavsom Shoshin Ashtav HaNefochim. What do they call it? The what? No, when they make the when you make a Nefochim, when you make a metal like to hold the metal with clamps.
Pliers.
What?
Pliers.
What? Tongs. There are tongs, right? So the tongs was also created right Bein Hashmoshes. And who are Yoimer? Tzavsa b'tzavsa m'savda. How do you make a tongue with another one? B'tzavsa k'maisa, but who made the first one? That's manovid. Manovid lav ber yebidei shemayim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first one. The first one. So that's when was this created? Bein Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos. That's Womsha. Omale, another one said, Efshi yasena b'tfus. No, you can make the first tongue in a tfus, in a mold. The yikvenu. Kivun, you can make it very good. Halaya Briya B'Yodim. According to this pshat, the first tongue could have been made from B'day Yodim. Yeah. So the price says, all right, exactly what this means, I'm not sure. Zechun Yonim, who made the first tongue like, the first type of appliance? Was it made Minash Shemayim, or was it made B'day Yodim at the Machloikis here? But our core point, what's negated to us is it's a stira. We're saying the reason why we make a bracha Borim Yireish, on Moitzoy Shabbos is because the fire was traded first Moitzoy Shabbos, and here it says the fire was traded on Erev Shabbos. And the moral akasha, hor b'or didon, hor b'yor digehenim. I'll tell you, one of the our fire that we use, that's created Moitzoy Shabbos. After it says or was created ben hashmoshes, that's the or of Gehenim. That was created before. So the Gemara already done for Moitzoy Shabbos. So the Gemara answered this: already done. Our fire that we use was created Moitzoy Shabbos, or the Gehenim be Erev Shabbos. But the fire for Gehenim, that was created on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara, is that true? The or the Gehenim, the fire that's in Gehenim, the Erev Shabbos Ivri, was it only created on Erev Shabbos? But Tanya, we learned Shiva Devarim Nivro Kodim Shenivroilim. There are seven things that were created before the whole world was created. Seven things. These are them. Torah, we always said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Borrow B'Yaraisa Stakal Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and from there created the world. So Torah was created before the world was. Utshuva, the Indian to do Tshuva, the Gan Eden, the Makom to get Tzchar for Tzadikim, Ugehenim, the Makom that Rishonim get the punishment, the Kisei HaKovid, whatever that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKovid, Ubeis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, was all created before this world was. Ushmoisha Mashiach, the Mashiach's name, the Indian that there'll be a Gula Shlema, was created before the whole world. Yeah. Now what's the Raya? Torah Dichtiv Hashem Konani Reshes Darkoi. So Rashi says Reshes Darkoi, Koydim Lashad Rochim, Vodi Amin Liel, Haksar Ber Shabbos, Tiksov and Shaluchos, Vizuai Saksuva Metchila Beish, Shchor Ragabi Lavonim. His Tiksov and the Luchos, that was created on Erev Shabbos. But the fact that Torah was written in fire, black fire, Agabi Levon, Agabi White, that was created before the Bria Yisraelim. Right, the Tshuva Dichtiv, B'Terem Horim Yuladu. Shashim, B'Terem Horim Yuladu, B'Boras Midas Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Indian to do Tshuva before the world was created. As Vice says, the world cannot be created unless there be an Indian from Tshuva. Now, without Tshuva, when a person does a Chet, he deserves to get Misa right away, so people will never live. So there had to be an Indian to do tshuva before the world was created. Ksav, how do we know the Ksav? Toshiv en shadaka. Batoy meshuva ben ayodim. So this is for tshuva. It's the Siv temri lodo. Ksiv toshiv en shadaka, batoy meshuva ben ayodim. The people did tshuva. Trashi toshiv en shadaka, ad yedak lebobu lefonecha. Gan eden dichsiv, vayita Hashem lakim gan veedin, mikedim. From before, Trashi Muktem Loilam, before this world there was Indian of Gan Eden. Gehenim, the Siv Ki Oruch, Meyesmo Tofte. And this goes on Gehenim. Tifta means if you listen to Yetzirah, that's where you go. Rasha Tifta. She called him a spata, be Yitzroy Neufushom. Whoever listens to the Yetzirah goes into this place. This is the Kasha. Here it says Gehenim was created before the world. And we want to say now that the fire for Gehenim was first created when? On Erev Shabbos? So it's a sira. Kise Yaakovido by Semitish Chesiv Kise Chvoid Morim Merishoin Yemok Mitishenu. So it says Merishoin from before was the Kise Yaakovido by Semitish. Shemoisho Mashiach Chesiv Yish Shemoi Loilam Lefnei Shemesh Yinoin Yeshemoi. So Mashiach's name is also here from before. So, but called the Kasha to us is about Gehenim. We're saying now the fire was first created on the Erev Shabbos. And here it says Gehenim was created way before the world. And the more Amri, I'll tell you, Chalolahu de Nivro Kodim Shinivroilim. The hollow place of Gehenim, the Chalala, the hollow place of it, was created before the world was created. The already day, but the fire in the hollow place, the fire in Gehenim, I tell you, that was created by Erev Shabbos. Smell is no stira. Shashi Chalola. Chalal Shal Gehenim Kodim Briyasoilim. Viterutzahu. The fire was only created on Erev Shabbos. So kids, so we have the Mokum of Gehenim was created before the world. The fire was created on Erev Shabbos. And the fire that we use was created on Moitzoy Shabbos. Fred Gemara, the already day of Erev Shabbos, is that true that the fire for Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos first? But Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, or Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, the fire that Kodesh Baruch Hu created on the second day of Brias Olam, the second day, Ein like Kfil Olam. That fire will never go out. So what fire never goes out? The fire of Gehenim. Is the trash says, Ein like Kfil Olamis, Shu'or Shal Gehenim. That was the fire of Gehenim. So this is a stira. Here we're saying now that the fire of Gehenim was created the second day. And we're saying, no, the fire was created on Erev Shabbos. So it's a steer in the fire itself. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Vayetzu v'ro v'tigri ha'noshim ha'poshim bi. They went out and they saw the dead people that poshim did averis. Ki tolosam lo tomas. Because their worms that go into them will not die. V'yosham v'tichbim. And their sins will never go out. In other words, the Or Gehenim always stays there. So Mashal explains, even though usually Yerushalayim only have Yud Beis Chadoshim 12 months in Gehenim, that's Tam Rosha. But there are some people that are Bekursim, people that are Gefelech, that stay in Gehenim Loilam. So the fire of Gehenim never goes out. The Yom Rabbi Bno Brei the Rebbe Ula, Mifnei Ma'alo Nema Kitoiv V'Sheni V'Shabbos. How come in the second day of Monday it doesn't say Kitoiv by the Bria Soilam? Mifnei Shenivru Boy Orsha Gehenim. Because that was the day that the Orsha Gehenim was created. So Hashem didn't want to say Kitoiv on that. The Yom Rabbi Loz Afal Pikein. Afal Pish Nema Boy Kitoiv, even though on Yom Sheni it doesn't say Kitoiv, Chaz of a Kol of a Shishi. On the sixth day it says it twice, Kitoiv, to be killed even for Gehenim also. Shenema v'yaru l'kiv eskol asher osev, hinei toiv moid. But not a second time, the sun says toiv moid. Yeah. But I was saying that this Kitoiv goes on the second day, this one. Kitoiv moid even goes on the Brias of Gehenim, is also toiv moid. So, Ela, so who we have a stira now? We're saying now at the fire, you have a stira. When was the fire created? One drosh is the fire was created on the second day. And then we have a gemara that says the fire was created on Erev Shabbos, at the stira. Ela, like this, the gemara says, Chalolo koidim shinivroilam. The chalo, the mokum of Gehenim, was created before the whole world was created. The already day, the fire of Gehenim, b'sheni b'shabbos. That's like true. The fire was created on the second day. So what was created then on Erev Shabbos? We have a brice that says there were seven things. 10 things created on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, and one of them was added onto it was fire. Marbi or di dan, and the fire that we use, the machshava ala liborois the Erev Shabbos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu had in his mind that it should be created on Friday ben Hashmashos. Aba lamaisa aba nivro ad Mitzvah Shabbos. It didn't come to existence until Mitzvah Shabbos. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, shnei devarim ala machshava liboris. There are two things that a person had in his mind, Akash Baruch Hu had in his mind to create, the Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos Takam, v'lo'inivro'ad Moitzoy Shabbos. But it wasn't created until Moitzoy Shabbos. Over Moitzoy Shabbos, Nosna Akash Baruch Hu, Deya B'yodim Rishon. On Moitzoy Shabbos, Akash Baruch Hu gave special Deya, special Chochmah, to Odom Rishon. Me'ein Dugma Shomala, something like there is a Chochmah in Shomayim. V'hevi Shnei Avonim, Odom Rishon with his great Chochmah, God of Moitzoy Shabbos, took 2 stones, v'tochnan, he struck them together, zu b'zu, v'yotzim en or. That's how the fire came out. V'evi shtei v'heimois, and he also took 2 animals, v'akivon zu b'zu, he made them together, v'yotzim en peret. From that came out a mule, that he took a horse and a donkey together, and together they came out to give birth to a mule. So the pshat was, there's no stereo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create an Erev Shabbos, but the Maaseh wasn't created until Mitzvah Shabbos. Rashi says, V'tochnon, tach v'ikav v'shifshu zeh b'zeh. He took and he struck the 2 stones together until fire came out of it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Tered b'yimei onohoye. No, Odom Rishim wasn't the first one to make a mule, but rather it happened later on by Ono. Shenem, the apostle says by Ono, the apostle writes in Bereishis, Hu Ono Asher Motze Esayamim b'midbar. Ono was the one that found the yamim, that means the mules, in the midbar. So he was the first one to have mules. V'ador Sheikh Hamuras, the people that Darshim Sukim, Rashi says, Mikroy Estumim. If you have a apostle that we don't understand what it means, these people went down to Darshan it. That's called Dorshei Chamuris, the hard things, the hard psukim. Hoye Waimrim. Ono psul hoye. This person, Ono, he himself was a psul, means he wasn't born legally. He was born with a psul, we'll soon see. Trashi psul hoye. Sheochiv me'imoy hoye oviv. That who was his father? His brother was his father. In other words, his brother was Boil his own mother, and she gave birth to Ono. That's what happened. Svoyan was really his brother. And then Tzvoyin was Boyle's own mother, and he gave birth to Onan. So Onan's brother was his father. So that's called, he was a psul. He came out of Apostle Obiyah. he came out that his own brother was Berla's mother. That's how Onan came out. Lefika chevi psul oilam. Therefore, he was the first one also to bring a psul. He brought a mule to the world. Now, what's a mule? That's a horse and a donkey together. So since he was possibly, he was zeicher to do this. Shrat yeh. Shenem the pasuk says, Eila b'nei Seir, these are children of Seir, Hachuri, Oksiv Eila b'nei Tzvoin, these are children of Tzvoin, V'ayav Ono. Kondozais Ono was a son of Tzvoin. So, Elamalamet, Shabot Tzvoin al Imoi, V'olib b'menu Ono. Kurtasira. Another pasuk is Mashm, Eila b'nei Seir, that Tzvoin was a brother to Ina. And there it says, Tzvoin was a father Ina. That there it is, she was both. He was his father and his brother. Because he was Boil Alimai. Savoyim was Berla's own mother, and he gave birth to Ona. Trashi. Ona Eila b'nei Seir. V'tzivayin v'ona. And it says in the Pasuk, Tzivan and Ona, mashma their brothers. Alma ochav hoya. That Tzivan and Ona were two brothers. Oksir, the next Pasuk says, Eila b'nei Tzivayin. These are the children of Tzivayin. V'ayav v'ona. It says Ona, so it says Stira. Alma b'nei hoya. It says it was his brother, and then it says it was his son. How could that be? It's true, it was both. Tzvoyin was Berla's mother, and he had honor. So he was a psul, therefore he was the one to create the mule. And more of a Dilma, a tray on heavy, maybe there are two different people on it. What's the theorem? Amarova, Amina Milsa, the Shava Malka Loyomer. I'm going to say over that even Shava Malka didn't say it, Omani Shmuel. Because I'll explain you Pshat here. He meant to say that even Shmuel didn't know this Pshat. And Ika the Ami Sum said he meant it like this. Omarav Papa, Papa said, Amina Milsa, I'll tell you something, the Shava Malkom Loy Omro Mani Rova. That even Rova didn't know what it meant. That Omakra, the Pasuk says, who honor? What are we dashing? Who honor? Who honored the Mikora? This is the same honor that we're talking about the Psukim before. There's don't think they're two different people. No, they're the same person. So the Maestro was Honor's brother, was Boyle's own mother. So therefore, Tzvoyin was on his father and on his brother. He was a psul. Rashi says, Shmuel korale Rava Shava Malka. Rava called Shmuel Shava Malka mishum the boki hoye bedinin. Shmuel was a big boki in dinim. Ve'ilchus ha'kavosei bedinei. We pass like Shmuel by dinim omnis. Kedin ha'yotz mipi ha'melech. Like something comes out of a king. Shemiskayim. You listen to it. Ve'shava mimelech parsoyim hoye b'mei Rava. He was a king that was there, a Persian king, Bimei Rova. That's why he wanted to call Shmuel like the king, as if to say, the same way we listen to the king, that's the way we listen to Shmuel. And he says, he didn't know Pshat, but I'll tell you Pshat. The Pasuk says, who honor? It means he was the same one that was there before. So in other words, he was a psul. Tana Rabbonin. Asara Dvorim Nivro B'Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. V'Eluhim. He had the price before. 10 things were created Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. The Be'er Shomiriam, Ulmon, the Mon the Klai Yisrael, the 40 years in the Midbar, the Keshes, the bow in the sky, Haksav, the how it's written, how it's read, V'yamichtav, the way it's written, V'yaluchais, Kivro Shemoshu, where Moshe was buried, Ulmor Shomer by Moshe, B'shas Moshe saw Hashem's back, he was standing in the Mora, V'yaliyo, the Mora Shel Eliyo Anovim, Psichos, Pi Osen, Bilam's Osen spoke back to him, O Psichos Pi Oret, the Indian that the Oros will swallow up, Levloyas Rishoyim, Kerech Vyadosai, was also created Mamish Ben Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos. V'yeshem, some say, Af Makolish El Aaron, even the Makol that Aaron had, Shekdeho Uprecheho, that blossomed, also was created Erev Shabbos. V'yeshem, some say, Af Mazikim. Mazikim was also created Erev Shabbos. V'yeshem, some say, Af Bigdosh L'Odom Rishon. Odom Rishon's clothing was also created on Erev Shabbos. Rashi, what was special about his clothing? All different types of chayim behemis were carved out in his clothing. Who nimsel nimrod? That was given. He gave it over to Nimrod. Al kain yomer kenidrod gibot zayin. So like Nimrod was a gibot zayin. He was a good hunter. He had this clothing that had all the animals on it. The Esav horgo or Esav killed Nimrod. Venotlan took it away from Nimrod. The vikuchay is zayin. That's why Esav was also in his zayin. He had the very good clothing. In other words, Esav had Adam Rishon's clothing. That's one shot. Vanisha Mati Racha says, "Begodish Adam Rishon, Hainu Ksoinus Or Shoyeloi." It means he had a Ksoinus Or. He had a made out of skin. Ksoinus Or. That's what he had. Right. Turn around.